It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, July 28th, 2020. We have 11 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we still have that high pressure system over our area here and low pressure to the south of us, so we still have those north winds kind of rushing down the coast, trying to equalize the pressure. So we'll still have those gusty northerly winds, and they're creating some steep seas, relatively speaking. Quieter weather and seas will return by midweek. So today we can expect north winds 5 to 10 knots, rising to 10 to 15 in the afternoon, wind waves from the north 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart between wave crests, and northwest swells 5 feet at 8 seconds apart. And patchy fog is also in the forecast, probably earlier in the day. So if you think about these waves for a minute, about the when you have steep waves, usually, often when they're close together, that makes things more uncomfortable out at sea. So tall waves that are farther apart are more gentle. Waves that are closer together tend to be more steep. So if you have a 4 second period between wave crests, that means that every 4 seconds, your boat, if you were out in one, would go down and up the height of the waves. So every 4 seconds out there with those 2 foot northerly wind waves, boats are going down and up. And then if you combine that with a northwesterly swell of 5 feet high at 8 seconds, that means that every 8 seconds, boats are going down and up. So I was sitting here kind of counting that out, and it isn't very much time between wave crests. And so when you have a wave that's as tall as a person, 5 feet, that's going up and down every 8 seconds, that could be kind of a rough, kind of maybe a seasick-inducing kind of a situation out there with those north winds happening. And today I thought we'd take a closer look at the ship schedule, at who's coming and going and some of the details about those particular ships that are coming in and out of the river. We have 5 inbounders, we have 4 in our Astoria anchorage, and we have 2 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is a ship called the Cape Quesos. She's arriving from China. She's headed for the Astoria anchorage, and I'm not sure exactly where she's going after that, because it's just not indicated on the schedule yet where she's going. And I usually can tell what the cargoes are sometimes by the ship's name, but often by where they are going, because different berths upriver are reserved for particular cargoes. So certain, berths that say Longview always load wheat or always load logs. And so when I look and see where they're going, that's how I tell what the cargoes are. So when a ship is sitting in the anchorage and doesn't have a destination mapped out yet for her that I can see, I just sort of have to wait and see when she does move. But sometimes ships come into the river without actually knowing exactly where they're going to go yet. And that's because sometimes the negotiations on what berth they're going to be in and all that are still being determined while they're on their way here or while they're between ports. But a ship generally would not come into the river and incur the cost of a pilot, say, and all that time to come into the river and anchor if they weren't sure that they were eventually going to go upriver and pick up some kind of a cargo. So this ship may be waiting for that that paperwork to be completed. She may be, when she does come in, will be waiting for a berth to open up for her. So we'll just have to see how long she waits in the anchorage. Sometimes ships will stay out there for just a few hours. Sometimes they'll stay out there for days. And I've even seen some ships stay out there for weeks. And when a ship is out there for weeks in the anchorage, you do start to wonder what's going on there, if there's some kind of a problem that is holding the ship in that spot. Sometimes ships fail inspections or they have some sort of a regulatory problem. And so you never really know when you, but occasionally, not all that often, I'll see a ship just sitting out there in the anchorage, which must be pretty tiresome for the people on board. Although at certain times of the year, in the winter time, when the weather is just really difficult offshore, it must be kind of nice to come in and just sit in an anchorage for a bit and get to do your work without the ship bouncing around. Next inbound is the Gemini. She's headed for Astoria's anchorage. She's a bulk carrier that will be heading upriver to pick up wheat. She'll be there at about 1:30 p.m. Oh, and the Cape Quesos, I don't know if I said that, will be in the anchorage by about 10:30 this morning. So wheat, the most common cargo on the Columbia. Most of our ships that come in here are bulk carriers. They're dry bulk carriers, and they are picking up either agricultural or dry mineral cargoes. And by far, the number one agricultural cargo here is wheat, and we are a big portal for wheat on the Columbia. We send wheat all over the world from here. It's a really big player in the world wheat market. Next inbound is a ship called the Harvest Leader. When you see the word leader in the name of a ship, it's often a car carrier. That's the case with this one. She's arriving from Japan, headed for Vancouver. She has Subarus on board, and she will pass Astoria at about 5:30 p.m. and arrive in Vancouver by about 11:30 p.m. So we have several different kinds of cars that come into the Columbia. One type of car is Subaru, and they go to Vancouver. The other car berths on the Columbia are at the port of Portland. So we have the port of Vancouver and the port of Portland that accept car deliveries. And so when vessels come into Vancouver, they're always carrying Subarus. When they go into the port of Portland, they're carrying Toyotas. They could be carrying Hyundais, and sometimes they're exporting Fords. So there may be other, there may be a few other smattering of different brands, but those are the primary ones. And different berths handle different cars. So one interesting detail that I love to talk about when I talk about car carriers is how little fuel they have on board, because fuel is weight. And so when you see a car carrier coming in, it might have 5,000-6,000 cars on board. Each of them has just enough gasoline on to drive on and drive off the ship. And that is the amount of gasoline that all of these new cars have on board when they are loaded. Next inbound is the Texas Highway. She's another car carrier bound for the port of Portland. When you see the word highway in the name of a ship, it's often a car carrier. In this case, this one is headed to the port of Portland to a berth that handles Toyotas. So she will pass Astoria at about 9:30 p.m. and arrive at the port of Portland at about 3:30 a.m. on Wednesday. The ATB, the articulated tug and barge, so this is a tug and barge rig, is arriving from Anacortes, headed for Portland. ATBs that come into the river here tend to carry refined petroleum. She's passing Astoria around 9:30 p.m. inbound, and she'll arrive in Portland by about 3:30 a.m. on Wednesday. And we don't see these types of rigs handling crude oil. We did have, a few years ago, some crude oil going out of Klatskanai in ATB rigs, but that doesn't seem to be happening anymore. The liquid cargoes that go out of there are ethanol, I believe, if they're still doing that. In our Astoria anchorage, we have the SBI Ursa awaiting orders. She's ultimately going up river to pick up wheat. The Carlino is awaiting orders. She's ultimately going up to the port of Portland to pick up potash, which is an ingredient in fertilizer. The Palais is a bulk carrier that's been sitting out there for a bit. She's going up river eventually to pick up wheat. And we have the ATB Commitment. She's an articulated tug and barge rig awaiting orders. And she is scheduled to leave from the anchorage and go out to sea, which is a fairly unusual thing. Most of the vessels that are waiting there are going upriver to pick up cargo. So this is kind of an unusual situation. And you don't often see ATBs in the river. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.